From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Thousands of California elderly and disabled patients are not getting proper care at skilled nursing facilities in California. That, according to a new report by the State Auditor's Office. As Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains, one key finding is that oversight at the state level has been inadequate and inefficient.
The number of serious and substandard care problems identified by the California Department of Public Health increased by roughly a third over a 10-year period starting in 2006. Yet, the number of citations issued by that department decreased by about the same amount. State Senator Mike McGuire of Healdsburg called for this report and says it validates his concerns.
The bottom line is the Department of Public Health was slow to respond to potential patient care violations, and we want to work collaboratively with them to be able to improve their focus on patient care in skilled nursing facilities in every corner of this state.
Public Health declined to speak with Capital Public Radio, but did say in a letter to the state auditor that it disagrees with the report's findings. The department said the auditor does not fully understand the standards for licensing decisions, nor the process for considering applications. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Recent polls of California voters have shown major fluctuations in the top race. Two surveys released last week put Democratic gubernatorial candidate Antonio Villaraigosa either right behind his fellow Democrat Gavin Newsom or in fourth place behind Republicans John Cox and Travis Allen. Jeffrey Skelly tracks elections for the University of Virginia Center for Politics, and he says it's best not to focus on any individual poll.
You sort of have to look at the overall averages among recent polls. And those tell a more mixed story for Villaraigosa.
Skelly says primary polls are especially noisy due to the number of candidates and high level of undecided voters. The long-term trend in the governor's race has shown Newsom as the frontrunner, with Villaraigosa and Cox generally vying for the second spot in the November general election. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.